Pencare reduced its coverage of a popular opioid addiction treatment drug nearly a year ago. A Nashville doctor says what has happened since then shows it was being widely abused. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
There was a time when Dr. Richard Soper thought Suboxone and the generic equivalents were foolproof. Like similar therapies, it can help opioid addicts step down off of pain pills or heroin, but unlike those drugs, there's virtually no risk of overdose because of the formulation. Still, it does have street value. And Soper says that was confirmed to him when TennCare stopped paying for Suboxone last October, and patients did everything they could to stay on it.
Pretty close to two-thirds were requesting that they be allowed to stay on Suboxone and pay for it out of pocket, which just amazed me, and I was just almost without words.
Soper crunched the numbers from prescription data. He found that once the state's Medicaid program moved to a newer drug that's supposed to be even less abusable, the number of prescriptions for opioid addiction was cut in half. A state spokesperson says TennCare cannot track how much Suboxone was being misused or sold on the street. Dr. Soper says he doesn't want to suggest that Tennessee has a bunch of poor drug addicts selling their medication. He says doctors are partly to blame for how freely they've been prescribing it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.